this slough is the one that I've noticed quite a few people have the print in their house, and then, you know, wandering path, and then these are the meadows.
Beth Floor is arranging some paintings for the upcoming show, including several that depict locations around Petersburg. Floor has been painting here for more than 4 decades, and she spoke with me about the significance of this retrospective show.
This slough is the one that I've noticed quite a few people have the print in their house, and then, you know, wandering path, and then these are the meadows.
Beth Floor is arranging some paintings for the upcoming show, including several that depict locations around Petersburg. Floor has been painting here for more than 4 decades, and she spoke with me about the significance of this retrospective show.
Could you tell me how a retrospective show differs from other art exhibitions?
Retrospective show tells you that you're old enough to have a history of artworks that go back in time quite a bit and probably haven't been seen for a number of years. So I decided to have it now because if I waited, I might not have the energy to do it. So this is basically 45 years in Petersburg.
How many works are going to be on display?
Well, it started out as 45 oils and it kept going up, and now we have 61, but we might not have space for all of them, and 6 watercolors.
So out of your whole collection, how did you choose the ones that you're going to put on display?
I think I was surprised to find out I'd painted over 900, but I don't know where most of them are. So about 25, 30 of these are from my own collection, and maybe 18 or 20 are for sale, including a few that previously hadn't been for sale. And then others that I knew friends had in their homes that I'd seen.
So you said you were looking back through 4 decades or so of paintings. Mm-hmm. What was it like to look back through all that?